Brian Driscoll is with us. We'll talk Notre Dame. Hey, Brian, always good to have you here, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Where are the Irish right now in preparations?
Well, they've kind of finished their first, you know, four or five practices right now. Notre Dame is in finals week. So the coaches have gotten back out on the road here these last day or two, and the players are getting ready for prep work. And then they'll come back for a couple more days, a few more days, and then around the 19th they'll break and then reconvene in Texas on New Year's, Christmas Eve, and get ready to finish up their final full prep.
Now that the regular season is done and they finished 12-0, I had them 9-3, 10-2, but I'm very elated that they finished 12-0. What are a few things they need to clean up for this Clemson game?
Well, I think offensively they got to start a lot better. If you go back and look, really, the exception of the early start of the Virginia Tech game, the offense has really not been crisp coming out of the game. Even a game like Wake Forest, where they scored, I think, on 9 consecutive possessions, they had a turnover on downs, a fumble, and 2 punts to start that game. And Wake actually jumped to a 3-0 lead before they got rolling. And we've really seen that in every game, I'd say, probably other than, like I said, early Virginia Tech and Navy. And against Clemson, a team who also has not been great in the first quarter either, their second quarter is the best quarter that they have. Clemson is really that late first quarter, second quarter with the young quarterback, they can really get hot. If Notre Dame comes out kind of sputtering on offense, you could see Clemson jump out to a big lead, and this is not a team that you want to get behind. So I think really they're going to have to be a lot cleaner on offense early in the game, come out, find an early rhythm, get Clemson out of sync early. And that's going to be a big key to this game. And it's an area where Notre Dame really hasn't been great this year.
I have said since I saw him in the spring, and then he's had to sit out the year, but Alohi Gilman is one of my favorite players, might be my favorite defensive player in America. I just love what he has brought to this team. His toughness, his leadership. He's not a one-trick pony either. This guy can do a lot of things. He's made some big-time plays which have turned around situations, turnovers, things of that nature. Give me some thoughts on him.
Well, I think, Bill, great players are guys not only make plays. I mean, you talk about how many plays he's made, about the strip at the goal line against Vanderbilt, the 2 interceptions against Syracuse, the fumble against USC that he forced. There's been so many times this year where he's made tackles at about 3-4 yards, where last year they're missed tackles in their 40-yard runs. And he's done a lot of those things. But great players are also guys that make people around them better. And I think when you look at Alohi Gilman, I think he's just forced the secondary and the linebacking positions to really just raise their games, not just to match his intensity and his preparation and his level of focus, but also his playmaking ability. His playmaking ability then allows Clark Lee to activate the linebackers more, to use Jalen Elliott in certain ways. And I think it's made Jalen Elliott a lot better player. And so I just think his play and his leadership, his toughness, infectious. And it's been one of the keys to why I think Notre Dame's been one of the 5 to 6 best defenses in the country this season.
Love his game. How much time does he have left, eligibility-wise?
He's technically a redshirt sophomore. So because he went to Navy, he actually went to their prep school for a year,
right,
which doesn't count as NCAA eligibility. So even though his recruiting class would make him a senior in college, he's actually right now just a junior. Because he sat out a year, that makes him a redshirt sophomore eligibility-wise.
He's not a threat to lead, though, is he?
Not after this year, I don't believe. No.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's a guy that plans on coming back. I don't think Notre Dame's really going to lose that many guys, barring someone just really coming out in the playoffs and just blowing up. Let's say Notre Dame beats Clemson and Chase Claypool has, back-to-back 140-yard gains or something like that. I really think you're going to see a lot of guys from Notre Dame come back next season.
Yeah, they've got a good chunk of the starting lineup back, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to lose some very important pieces. When you look at Dexter Williams, Jerry Tillery, the 2 linebackers. So they're going to lose some really important players, but from a volume standpoint, Notre Dame really doesn't lose much. That we know of right now. Obviously, guys could leave, but right now I think that they're going to have a lot back.
What do you think Brandon Wimbush will do?
I think he'll find somewhere else to play. I think Brandon is a guy that's been a really important part of this team this year. I mean, we saw in 2016, Bill, a quarterback competition can tear a team apart. And Brandon Wimbush played just as important of a role as Ian Book did as far as making sure that when that change happened, it didn't fracture the team. It didn't create a split. Because Brandon Wimbush is a very popular player. He was the leader on the offense. And he's played a very important part of that. But I don't see him doing that for a fifth year. I could see him just moving on and doing something else with his career, but I could also see him transferring to a Penn State or somewhere like that, a team that really needs a dynamic run-throw quarterback and playing his final year.
Brian Driscoll's with us talking Notre Dame. When you look at Clemson, how good is this team relative to where we're at, relative to a semifinal?
Well, I think they're outstanding. I think Clemson this year has proven that they're the second best team in the country really consistently all year. You know, they're different than they were 2 years ago. They're very young on offense. They don't have the experience that 2016 championship team had, but they're explosive offensively. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is the guy a lot of people talk about, but, Travis Etienne at running back, T. Higgins at wide receiver, Justin Ross at wide receiver, they're very explosive, very dynamic offensively, and their front four is as good as any in the country. I mean, they're extremely physical on defense in the front seven. Their front four can just take games over, and when you can take games over with just three, four guys up front, it allows you to do a lot of different things defensively. I think where Clemson, I think where they're a little different than they were a couple of years ago, I don't know if they're as good on the back seven as they were 2 years ago, but a lot of that gets masked because of just how good their defensive line is. So, I think Clemson's a really dynamic football team, but I don't know if they're the juggernaut that maybe they were a couple seasons ago when Deshaun Watson was still there.
Talking Notre Dame here with Brian Driscoll, 12-0 season. What were your – and I know we talked during the preseason, but what were your expectations for this team?
Bill, it was really interesting. Lusamochi, I know you've had on before.
Yeah.
We were talking before the summer as we were getting ready for our preview magazine, and we have to predict the record. And we sat down, and we kind of were going over, what he had predicted, what I had predicted. And he picked 9-3, I picked 10-2. And we said, well, who do you think they're going to lose to? And we looked at the schedule, and there was like, well, I don't know. I don't know who they're going to lose to because I think they're better than every team they're going to play. But they hadn't proven that they could go out and win every game that they're supposed to win just because they have better players. So it's not that we're necessarily surprised they went 12-0. We're very surprised they went 12-0. But what we were surprised by was that they actually played to their ability really on a consistent basis. And we thought this team had a chance to be really good on defense. I think that we've been surprised by maybe some guys that have stepped up on offense. Dexter Williams has been a really big surprise. To see him go from immature, lack of focus player, getting in trouble off the field, not wanting to do anything except run, to become a consistent all around pass blocking, pass catching kind of guy. I think that's really been one of the big surprises. And I don't, everybody talks about Ian Book. I think that was a big part of the season was making that change of quarterback. But if Dexter Williams doesn't show the growth as a young man that he showed, I don't know if Notre Dame is good enough on offense week after week after week to have run the table the way that they did.
Yeah, I was the same way. I was looking at, because we thought Florida State would be better than they are. We thought Virginia Tech would be better than we are. We didn't know that Syracuse would be as good as they ended up being. Northwestern won their division. Pitt won their division. Southern Cal wasn't as good as we thought. Stanford, I thought Stanford was probably a better than a 50-50 shot for a loss. They weren't as good as we thought. So, yeah, the schedule didn't, and I guess, Brian, I guess this happens every year. No schedule looks exactly like you think it looks once you get into it, but this one really was different. For me, at least, it was.
So I don't think the schedule for me was really all that much different. I don't think Florida State was as good as we thought, but I didn't think they were going to be that good. I thought Florida State was going to be overrated. I didn't like USC coming out. You look at Stanford. If Stanford would have beaten Notre Dame like they normally do, they're 9-3, they're exactly who they were last year. And they lost to four top 25 teams. The difference was Notre Dame handled their business. Bill, I mean, Notre Dame was better than Stanford last year. Notre Dame was better than Stanford in 2016 from a talent standpoint. it was just about, is Notre Dame finally going to step up and play like the better team? That's the difference. You know, you look at Virginia Tech and all the talk about, you know, oh, Virginia Tech's so good at home. Virginia Tech hasn't beat a ranked team at home since 2009. So Virginia Tech, it kind of, this is who they are. You know what I mean? Like, they don't win those kind of games. But could Notre Dame handle the environment better than they did when they went down to Miami last year? To me, it was always about Notre Dame. Could they play with the maturity? Could they play with the focus? Could they play with the intensity week after week after week, which is something they hadn't done? You know, and you look at 2017, for 2 months of the season, Notre Dame was as dominant as any team in the country. But then they couldn't consistently do it week after week. That was the difference in this team. It was never about, gee, I think this team is better than Notre Dame, or I think that team's better than Notre Dame. It's, is Notre Dame going to play like they're supposed to week after week? And that's what we haven't seen them done. So I haven't seen them do.
Brian, appreciate your wisdom, my friend.
Always love having being on, Bill.